The Cold Light of Dawn, Book 4 of The King's Greatest Enemy, written by Annabel Fraga, narrated by Greg Patmore. England in the 14th century was a complicated place. A king should not be ruled by favourites, but Edward II was prone to indulging the men whose company he enjoyed. By 1321, the barons of England had had enough of the king's grasping favourite, Hugh de Spencer, and rose in rebellion. For a short while, it seemed, the barons would prevail, but for once in his life Edward II acted with speed and determination. The uprising was crushed. De Spencer became the most powerful man in England, bar the king, and the rebellious barons were executed one by one. Except one. Edward II committed the mistake of his life when he chose not to execute Roger Mortimer. Instead, he allowed Mortimer to languish in captivity. But in August of 1323, Mortimer escaped the Tower and fled to France. Edward II further compounded his mistake by alienating his wife, Queen Isabella. After stripping her of her dower lands and exiling her French household, Edward thought her tamed. So much so that Edward sent her to negotiate on his behalf in France. He also sent over his eldest son to do homage for the French lands. In 1326, Isabella returned to England, accompanied by her son and by Roger Mortimer, by now the Queen's closest companion. Isabella promised to rid the realm of the tyranny imposed by the Despensers, and instead of resistance she encountered support. In November of 1326, Edward II and Hugh de Spencer were captured. By early 1327, de Spencer was dead and the king deposed. A new young king was crowned, the adolescent Edward III, for the time being very much under the control of his mother and Mortimer. And then, in September of 1327, came the news that the former king was dead. Fingers were pointed at Mortimer, whispers of murder in the air. But was he really dead? It would seem quite a few of the barons thought not, but the unease caused by the rumours had some of the more powerful barons rebelling, demanding that Mortimer step aside and allow others to counsel the young king. The rebellion was crushed in January of 1329. Some months later, Queen Isabella and Roger Mortimer remain in control of the kingdom. For now. But Edward III is fast growing into a man, and a confrontation looms between the young king and his regents. It is no longer a matter of if the young king...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?